think Doug's coming back in. Are you coming back in, Doug? We're done. That was it. We survived. Oh, he's got a lighter in the booth. That's nice. See, now it feels like a live show.
That's a real lighter, not a flashlight from a phone.
Yeah, it's not a vape.
That's strange.
Yeah. Should we ditch these headphones?
As long as we talk it into a mic.
Talking into a mic.
Are we live on KHNC? Hey, can you do me a favor? Did you say broadcasting from Foothill College? This is KHNC, Los Altos Hills. Do it together.
It.
Broadcasting from Foothill College.
Broadcasting from Foothills College.
This is KFJC.
This is KFJC.
Los Altos Hills.
Los Altos Hills.
Thank you. That's the biggest hit.
That's the biggest hit right there.
We'll put that in too. You are who?
We're the darts.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I stepping on you? There's so many cords here.
So after this, you're just going to go home, put your feet up on the couch? Is
Absolutely.
That the deal?
It's Netflix and pasta. That's it. We wish. No, we don't really wish that at all, actually. No, we are heading out everywhere. Places in Finland I can't pronounce. Things in... Oh, sorry. Yeah, this is loud. We've got shows all over the world, all over Europe and Scandinavia and the UK and Scotland and Spain and Italy and a couple of little shows in the U.S. on the East Coast, a couple more here this weekend.
So is this kind of surprising to you? I mean, you guys seem to be taking off like a rocket.
We were stoked when our first couple albums sold like 60 pre-orders. We were sending like videos of us at the post office. So this is insane. Like,
you're on your second pressing and it hasn't been released yet, right?
Yeah. We found that out like 2 days ago.
That's pretty cool. And you're on Alternative Tentacles,
Alternative Tentacles.
And so you're working with Jello Biafra?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean...
He's awesome.
He actually co-produced our last record, Snake Oil, and was very involved in it. This one we decided to kind of do on our own, cook it from the beginning with just the band and see what happened. And we did it with a whole new producer, Mark Rains, in Los Angeles. The first time we'd worked with him. It was amazing. And... yeah, so this is a whole different sound maybe than what you were expecting from Snake Oil. This is a little more raw and garage.
Oh, I love it.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely. I was
so
just going to say that stick with that producer because as far as I'm concerned, you gals turned the edge knob up to 11 on this one. I love it.
Awesome.
That was the goal.
Well, it was just we wanted it to be just our four input. So it was the four of us. Not getting any advice from anybody else and just going as hard as we could with our own guts. And I think it turned out really good.
Oh, yeah.
I think. I'm happy about it.
It's a great...
We did have Jello in mastering. So he had some input in mastering. So we did have some outside input. But our label's super supportive no matter what we do. We surprised them. We said, oh, yeah, by the way, we have another album. We recorded it already. Want to hear it?
Better to ask for forgiveness and permission, right?
Yeah. I think hopefully they're happy now that they're on their second pressing.
Oh, that's pretty happy.
Yeah.
Where'd you record it?
We recorded it at the Station House Studio in Los Angeles, California, with Mark Rains, who's done... Oh, what has he done? He's won Grammys. He's done everything from Marilyn Manson and Tanya Tucker to Death Valley Girls and Hoover 3 and all kinds of cool stuff. So he's got his finger in a lot of places in the music industry. And so we knew we just could walk in and he could just do it. And I love the vocal sound he gets. That was one of the bigger things I loved, was just walking in there. They recorded all the instrumentation. We did that all in like a weekend. And then the band flew away. And I stayed an extra day and did all the vocals for all 13 songs the following day. And it was just magic. I just walked up to the mic and it was like perfect vocals because the man is a genius. So it was
very
great.
Cool, yeah.
You were going to ask him about their association with some real famous people, right?
Well, yeah. We've got Stephen King, Dave Barry. Of course, I'm going to forget more than I'm going to remember, but do they come up on stage with you sometimes?
We don't know Stephen King at all, but I read one of his books every time we go on tour.
Oh.
So he said something about our band, like, 7 years ago, and I was like, yes, I'm good for life.
He was one of the first people that ever commented on this band on Twitter, on his Twitter feed, and said, I love the Darts or whatever. So yeah, we've never met him, but I did leave a record and some swag outside his house in Maine when I was there on vacation. So hi, Stephen King. Yeah, so Fred Armisen is another fan. He comes up and he's played drums with us on stage before, and Blag from the Dwarves is...
We're bigger fans of them than they are of us.
But yeah, they we have a little bit of fan moment, fangirl moments with listen a few people, yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Drew Carey too. I've got to say Drew because he plays us on his show and
he's so supportive of music. He is like, I always hear about him, but like he's been so supportive of us through the years. He's awesome.
He just came and did the DJing during sets, between sets in our last LA show. Like he's the coolest. He's a really cool guy.
Great. So what's happening next? I mean, besides going on tour, are you thinking about the next album?
Well, we're actually going to be recording two singles in Lyon, France, over the July 4th weekend in between tour dates. So we're doing that.
We're doing a split with
Tsunami Bomb on Alternative Tentacles. Yeah, that's going to be really cool.
We promised Jello we wouldn't put out another album for at least a year, and then they said, well, do you guys want to do a 7-inch? And we're like, yeah, of course.
I got songs.
Your album, too?
I got songs. Yeah, we're always ready to put out a record. We always have a million songs ready to go.
So the next time it's a 6:45 pack? Or is it?
You know, Snake Oil was supposed, because I wrote Snake Oil over the pandemic and I had a lot of time. Yeah. And I sent them like 30 songs to Jello. And I'm like, we're ready to go. Let's do a double album. Yeah. We've got the artwork in our head. We know exactly what we want. There's going to be a slow record and a fast record. We had all. And he was like, no.
Should have done it. Now we have like 30 songs left to go.
Yeah, but now you got cred now to do it.
Aw. That's but nice.
I'm stoked
cred.
For this LP.
Thank you.
It's pretty, too. We should have brought one down to show people what it's... what'd you call it?
So the U.S. version, we're calling it Blood Orange. I really liked the colors on the front. It was designed... The art was done by our French guitar player who does the touring in France, Louise. And she popped these tangerine kind of colors in the graffiti and the reds. So we took the tangerine and the red colors from the graffiti and we made Blood Orange for the U.S., which is a splatter. And we made Tangerine Lipstick, which is half red, half tangerine for EU. And there's also a black version now that's...
Yeah, now
you know,
those
like
of
that.
You that have slept on it, now you get the black version.
You get black. No, black is good.
It looks like a tie-dye. From
it
back
does, right?
Back in the day, it's a tie-dye on a double head of
it looks
whatever.
Cooler than I expected.
It looks a little bit like a pepperoni pizza, too.
Wow, I don't know where you're getting your pizzas, but you can write
it's
down
lunchtime.
For me.
It's lunchtime, sorry. Right now it looks like a pepperoni pizza.
All right, I guess you got to be over in Oakland at what?
Yeah, we got loaded. We got to do another show. Let's do it. This is the new tour schedule. Yay, loading.
No doubt.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, you guys. That was so
fun.
Oh,
thank you. We will see you next time.
Yes, you will. Thank you.
And here we are back on Eclectic Avenue. Thank you to the Darts. What a great set. What a great band. And what cool people they are. So I'm going to play something else for you. I have no idea what. I'm just going to hit button number 2 and I'll tell you what it was later. KFJC 89.7 FM, Carson Street. Thank you.
the Swamp King crawling by. He's making for the promenade to buy the Queen a birthday card. He lies before her jeweled feet in supplication in the street. She waits until the sky goes black and lays crazy caving on his back. Watch the Swamp King crawling by, approaching over distant dunes to meet the Marchioness of Prunes, sister of the exiled Duke, who bathes in tepid ass's puke. She drops the nighttime on his hat and says he's much more use like that. When I get old and stars get fat, I'll use him as a granny flat.
Hello, everyone. I'm sorry if I sound a bit weary, but I've had a very trying day today with those two scamps, Sooty and Sweep. They've been in trouble all day long. Anyway, I put them to bed about half an hour ago. They should be asleep by now. As a matter of fact, I'm just going up to find out. Would you like to come with me? All right, come on then. Down this passage. Now, up the stairs. That's it. Now we'll open the door.
fallen images like breaking glass, appear in the dark and then quickly pass. The night with its fears and solitude, waiting for tomorrow's interlude. Frozen water for another time lies lost in the open like sparkling wine. Take care not to lose your inner glow. Wait till tomorrow and keep your head low. Festival lights cascade in your mind. Rainwash dreams that you're hoping to find. The day with hopes and aspirations. Waiting for tomorrow in anticipation.
Small misdemeanor, playing the part of the dancing. I think they're asleep.
Yeah, but you're not asleep. This is KFJC 89.7 FM, streaming live at kfjc.org around the world. Carson Street thanking the Darts again for a great show here at KFJC. And I just played a whole side of Bevis Frond. It's actually four songs according to the back, but they all kind of run together into one really neat psychedelic piece. And it began with name of the album is Inner Marshland. It began from Cries from the Inner Marshland, followed by Termination Station Gray, followed by Window Eye, and after that, Once More. Whew, there you go. Punk Rock Saves Lives is a music community catalyst that focuses on health concerns, equal rights, and human rights, where local musicians live, serve, and play. Embodying the music community ethos of concern for others, Punk Rock Saves Lives spearheads artist-led efforts to elevate activist messages of hope, positive change, and awareness. For more information, you can go to punkrocksaveslives.org. Okay, let's pull something from the new section here at KFJC. Vinyl, of course, because Vinylthon continues on. Going to play the Grunions, Pink Manta, KFJC. We'll be right back. This is KFJC 89.7 FM. I'm Carson Street. We're finishing up Eclectic Avenue on an all vinyl note. And that was the Grunions doing Pink Manta and then Aphelion from the Grunions on their new album, which is entitled Shadowbreaker. Okay, who's up next? Principal D filling in for Teacher's Aides, followed by Dusty Rhodes and Nitwit, Soul Patrol, China Syndrome hosts Sunday's Grave, Lucky J tomorrow morning, followed by Dangerous Dan, Circumference, Spliff Skankin, Sluggo, Avakoff, and Monday's Grave. I'm Carson Street. If you enjoyed today's show or whatever you want to talk about, email carsonstreet@kfjc.org. That's my email address, carsonstreet@kfjc.org. We're going to go with Dead Sea Apes as we head toward the end of the show today. True Believers from Spectral Domain, KFJC.